Hello. So while I was on Twitter, I just happened to be scrolling through my page and I found that Stranger with a Mic did a questionnaire. Now, I'm not really one for doing questionnaires because I'm pretty private about my life, but after looking at the questions, I'm like, okay, I can do this one. So I decided to go ahead and record it on my phone. I'm not using any other kind of recorder right now since it's just, this is for funsies. All right, GWA. And of course, this questionnaire is by F. Scott Fitzgerald. So I want to say thank you for these wonderful questions. 10 questions I'm about to answer. Right, so the first one is, when listening to an audio here, which is the bigger factor in terms of turning you on? The quality of the voice or the actual words being said? And I don't even have to think about this one because it really is the quality of the voice. I can tell probably about 5 or 10 seconds in if I'm actually gonna like the audio based on the voice. The voice is what gets me, not so much the words. The words can come later. But if the voice does not grab my attention, if I don't feel that tingle or tightening in my lower stomach, I'm like, eh, no. And I go to somebody else. So it has to be the quality of the voice. Next question is, tell us one thing about you, sexual or otherwise, that you have never told another living soul. No one, not another person. And I'm going to say this one because this one is fairly new, even though I did post it on Twitter. It's fairly new to anybody who's on my Twitter account. Which is Precious One, PRCIOUS1. And that is erotic lactation. I'm currently getting the audio together for that, but there is something about that I've just been really turned on about, whether it's me sucking my milk out of my breast or a partner doing it to me. I just like the idea of my breast aching, being full, my nipples hard and leaking milk, and just having somebody just latch onto me. And oh, okay. I gotta stop because this is not supposed to be that type of audio. Anyway, so yes, erotic lactation is one thing that I've never told another living soul. Oh. Anyway. Next question is, what sexual fantasy, if any, do you still, in spite of yourself, feel embarrassed or ashamed of? Or to put it another way, which would you least want people who actually know you in real life to know about? Nothing. It's really nothing that I feel embarrassed or ashamed of. Nothing. So I can't even really answer that question because I don't have an answer for it, because I don't feel ashamed or embarrassed about. Next question is, think of all the words and phrases that push your buttons. All the things someone can say to you that turn you on and drive you crazy. Now imagine you have to eliminate them all and never hear them again. But you get to keep just one. Only one. Which one would you keep? I was going in between two words. And the first one is bitch. And the other one is good girl. You see how they're like totally opposite of each other. But I think I would probably pick bitch. Because that word I've never been described as a bitch in my life, ever. So I think when I'm hearing that word uttered to me, regardless of how it's said, it turns me on. It's like clockwork. If you say it, then I'm leaking. Fluids are coming. Nipples are getting hard. So it would have to be bitch. Okay. So if you got a private message saying, hey, your real name, I recognize your voice. I know this is you. How do you think you would feel/react? Assuming the message was coming from a standard friend. If it was coming from a standard friend, I'd probably be like, oh, so you up there too, huh? What kind of audios do you like? Maybe you can show me, or, you know, point me in a direction of what you'd be listening to. And that would probably be it. It won't be any kind of like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. No, that wasn't really me. No. If you recognize my voice, okay. My best friend already knows about my audios. And I tell her everything. But I guess you wouldn't really classify her as a standard friend. And she's pretty cool with it. But yeah, if it was anybody else, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, did you like the audio? Got any constructive criticism for me? That's probably what I would say. You ain't making no big deal out of it. I mean, they might, but I don't really care. Next one is, if you were going out socially and were keen on getting some attention, what aspect of you, physical or otherwise, would be your first and strongest weapon? It's probably my smile. I've gotten a lot of compliments on my smile. That's so funny because I was always, when I was younger, I was told not to be smiling in people's faces. Well, men's faces, anyway. never knew what she was talking about until then. Generally, when I smile, for some reason, that tends to attract attention. It makes people linger for more than what's normal. So, yeah. It would be my smile. Okay. What would your friends say is the absolute best aspect of your personality? That I'm friendly. that I'm a very friendly, down-to-earth person. That's probably what they would say. I'm generally shy. If I'm meeting you, then I'm generally shy. It's kind of hard for me to talk. But once I get to know you, conversation flows smoothly. You know, I'm your friend. And I generally got a smile on my face, so I'm just a friendly person. So, yeah. Next question is, when flirting here on GWA or in real life, what aspect of the other person would draw you in the most and fire your interest? I guess it would be if we have something in common, like writing and TV shows, because I watch a lot of TV, and especially if it's like Firefly or Battlestar Galactica, Stargate, like the first one, and then Atlantis. I don't know if I should mention the other one, the one that didn't do so well. But yeah, those, anything that pertains to those items would draw me in the most and fire my interest, because then we have something that we can really talk about. And then from there, you know, who knows what can go on from there. Okay, so what's the strangest thing you have ever had inside you? What the heck is the strangest thing I ever had inside me? Because it's funny, because every time I look around, I'm always trying to see what will fit inside. And some things I'd be like, nah, I'm not going to go there. I'm not trying to hurt myself. Is the strangest thing? Oh man, I think I'm stuck. I may have had a screwdriver inside me, literally screwing myself with a screwdriver. Bottles. Shampoo bottles. I don't think I've gotten any stranger than that. Besides a screwdriver. Oh, I take that back. This just came to me. It came to me because I almost forgot about this guy. I'm talking about him. But it was one instance where one of the things that was to be inserted inside me was a popsicle. I have never put a popsicle inside me before. And oh my God, it was freezing. It was freezing, but it felt good. So I'm sitting up there with the popsicle, just pushing. It was orange flavor too. Use the orange or red flavor. And I'm pushing it inside me, and I'm fingering my click, and then of course, you know, it's pretty warm inside, so it was melting, so I would take it out and lick it, so I'll be licking my juices, and my sticky juices, and the sticky juices from the popsicle, and it was so good. I think, did I come from that? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I probably came from that. If I kept at it long enough. But yeah, strangest thing would probably be a popsicle. Or is it called, what is it called? A lolly? Anyway. Is that all the questions? Oh, last one. Which is actually optional. And I'm not really that, Well, first let me read the question. Name a member here on GWA who you would really love to take this questionnaire as well. Okay, so I am not as active on GWA as I probably should be. So I only know a handful of performers, and that would be Addy, Zeta, and Moon. Moonwalk With Me, I think that's his full name. And I know Addy and Zeta from Lit. And I know Moonwalk just from GWA. So those are the only names that I have for the last question. I guess that's it. So, yeah, I have learned a couple of things about me. Hopefully it wasn't as boring listening to this. Go ahead and close out. I hope everybody is having a wonderful week. If you're in the States, I hope you have a wonderful upcoming 4th of July. I know I'm probably going to try to get me a plate from somebody's barbecue with some good dessert. I think that's it. Y'all stay sexy. Until then.